You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, aloha for a Friday as the Gym Class gets ready to set sail here on KGYM, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joins me coming up in a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass on this Friday. Good show coming up for you. Our Friday topic series continues. Best sports duos. We will talk about that on a team, coaching, broadcast booth. You want to throw that in? We'll take all answers with our topic. We'll get to that coming up in about 25 minutes or so. We'll talk about the NBA draft from last night. As history made, the highest drafted Iowa Hawkeye in NBA draft history. That was last night. Keegan Murray going to the Sacramento Kings with the number 4 pick overall. We will talk about that with you as well at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is a text line. That is our phone line as well here today on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app. If you have not downloaded that, please do so. And of course, your smart speaker as well. We are presented on the Gym Class by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Find out more by going to their website at dupaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. And, we wish everybody a great weekend coming up, a safe and a happy one. We'll look ahead to the weekend as well coming up here on the program before 4 o'clock tonight. Hockey. The season could close tonight with the Colorado Avalanche securing a Game 5 victory on home ice as they take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Of course, the controversial win by Colorado in Tampa a couple nights ago. And that'll be coming up tonight for you. We'll have it at 6:30 with the pregame just past 7 o'clock. They will drop the puck coming up this evening. 319-366-1600. Mark Dukes joining me from the back porch on a pretty darn nice day in eastern Iowa today. How you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And it is an ideal day right now. Hopefully hold off some rain, but looking forward to diving into today's show. We also have college basketball matchups to go over.
Yeah. Don't want to forget about the college game because the Big Ten ACC matchups have been released, and Iowa will get a home game in the ACC Big Ten matchups. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But the news of the day actually occurred last night at, 7:30 or so, right around there, as Keegan Murray selected 4th by the Sacramento Kings. We talked about it yesterday, Mark. Everyone seems, with the Iowa ties, migrates to Sacramento. And yet another one with Keegan Murray being drafted by the Kings. He is out there today with his family. They were, of course, in Brooklyn last night for the announcement. Keegan was terrific. Entire family was, and who knows, they may be at the draft next year. But I don't want to even put that out there. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit, though, and what people are saying about the 2023 draft, because it's never too early to look ahead and take a look. But Keegan making history last night, the highest selected Iowa Hawkeye in NBA draft history.
Yeah, and quite a day for not only Iowa, but for Cedar Rapids and Iowa high school basketball in general. Keegan just becoming the highest draft pick among Iowa high school products. That still belongs to Rafe LaFrance. Out of MFL, he was taken in the 3rd round, and I think 98 or 9, something like that. But nevertheless, number 4 overall. This is not a pick that was universally approved by some of the observers. I know CBS Sports, a couple of their guys, graded Sacramento's pick as a B or a C. Washington Post didn't particularly like it. And all pointing to the fact that Jaden Ivey of Purdue also was there for the taking, and Sacramento decided on Keegan Murray. And, of course, we won't know how this all plays out. Who's going to have a better career, Murray or Ivy, until much down the road. But Keegan will get a 2-year guaranteed $16 million contract with two club options in years 3 and 4. That could take the total package to just under $36
million. Not a bad night for Keegan Murray out there. And yeah, you're right as far and – you know, just like the NFL draft or any draft, you take the analysis with a cup of, you know, with a grain of salt, if you will. I know CBS Sports gave it a C right there, thought that the Kings might have been able to trade down. They couldn't find a dancing partner to do that, but Keegan Murray is solid, no doubt about that. I will ask you, though, you mentioned Jaden Ivey. Are Keegan Murray and Jaden Ivey going to be linked together, I think, throughout their careers in the NBA? We hope long, lengthy, and healthy careers in the NBA, I guess for good or for bad. I think those two are going to be linked with one another.
Yeah, they very well could be. And by the way, the Big Ten led all conferences in the number of picks with 9. But yeah, I think this may be analyzed down the road in terms of what Murray and Ivy do. But Sacramento was very convinced that Keegan was their guy, and now he's going to be a teammate, apparently, of former Ames star Harrison Barnes. And some have kind of compared Barnes and Murray having similar games.
Yeah, I would agree on that. And another link with Ivy and Murray is the fact they're both Big Ten players, obviously. Ran up against one another several times. And, yeah, I think they're going to be linked up. I think it's a good fit. How it all plays out, who knows? Sacramento's got some work to do besides getting Keegan Murray. We know that. They are not obviously one of the top teams as far as the Western Conference is concerned. And it seems like, at least over the last handful of years anyway, everything that Sacramento has touched has either gone away or traded, whatnot. It just hasn't turned out. But hopefully that changes with Keegan Murray coming on board. He is out there. He's going to meet. He's meeting people today, media today, tomorrow, whatnot. But pretty cool. Pretty cool to see that. Good to see the turnout out at Prairie last night. Just good to see all the pictures associated with Keegan and Chris, because Chris and Keegan were kind of in the same photos, obviously, in the coverage last night, and it was really, really neat to see. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class for a Friday at KGYM. Big night for the Big Ten, as you mentioned, Mark, says 81-86.
Yeah, it was. Again, 9 players taken, more than any other conference, and I have to believe if the Murrays don't already have it, they're going to be acquiring the NBA League Pass or whatever it's called.
A lot of late nights for the Murray family coming up.
Again, coaching the girls' team at Prairie and probably getting home and watching his son in Sacramento.
Yeah, a lot of 9:10, 9:35, 9:40 starts Central Time that the Murray family is going to have to sit through, but I think gladly we'll do that. And, of course, getting around to see some of Keegan's games when, you know, Chicago, Minneapolis, obviously, maybe even Indianapolis, Detroit, who knows. But there are ample opportunities around the Midwest to see Keegan. And I have never been as far as Sacramento is concerned, but I hear it's a very nice city. So, yeah, there are worse landing spots, right? There isn't such a thing as a bad landing spot when you're a number one pick.
No, and that's for sure. And a surprise at the top, in my mind, a mild one at that. Banchero going number one to Orlando. Chet Holmgren was probably solidified at number two to Oklahoma City. And then Jabari Smith from Auburn goes 3 to Houston. A lot of folks, including me, thought Smith was the smart pick there, but Bankero's not too far behind, even if he is.
I think they're scratching the surface as far as Bankero is concerned. I'm with you on that. I still would have taken Jabari Smith, but I think they're also going to be linked together. And maybe even that trio, if you will, at the top, because they were pretty solid 1, 2, 3 in whatever order you wanted to put them in. Yeah, Oklahoma City was married to Holmgren. I don't think there was any doubt about that. They wanted him. They got him. And we'll see how it all plays out. But some very interesting things coming down as far as the draft last night is concerned. If you have a comment, 3:15, love to hear and discuss that with you on the text line at 319-366-1600. And yes, 86.99, we'll get to a little football news coming up in a little bit. Folks that were not drafted last night, Mark, that included UNI's A.J. Green, the Cedar Falls High School native, 2-time Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year. He went undrafted, but he has signed a two-way contract with the Milwaukee Bucks. And great to see him stay in the Midwest, get a shot, and hopefully he will make the best of it. And I think it was probably, and people kind of knew that it was going to be a long shot that he got drafted. If some team fell in love with him, then yes. But I think a great opportunity for AJ, stay in the Midwest, probably get a lot of G League time, and maybe get a cup of coffee a few times with Milwaukee.
Not a bad route to go, and Green had to be convinced that Milwaukee and other teams were going to go ahead and do this and sign him to a two-way contract. Also getting an opportunity, Iowa State's Isaiah Brockington signing what's called an Exhibit 10 contract with New Orleans. Exhibit 10 means that you get a minimum salary, and it doesn't count against the team's salary cap unless he makes the team. So at least Brockington has a foot in the door. But I know you've got at least one Big Ten player you were kind of surprised didn't get drafted.
Yeah, that's Kofi Coburn. Yeah, I know people aren't as up on pure centers, back-to-the-basket guys as they once were as far as the professional ranks is concerned, but boy, I thought you take a look at the intangibles that Kofi Coburn has. If you're late in that second round, gosh, don't you take a chance on him? I mean, even if your biggest need is not a big man, if you have any need as far as a big man is concerned, I mean, 7-footers, 7-1 guys with the wingspan and the defensive prowess that Kofi Coburn possesses, they don't grow on trees, man. And I think that was a little bit of a mistake last night. Big guys take a little bit longer to develop as far as offense is concerned, and I think his best years are ahead of him. I could be incredibly wrong on that, Mark, but I thought people missed out on Kofi Coburn.
Yeah, he's not extremely versatile in terms of being able to make a shot away from the rim, but he's so powerful inside. He plays hard, and I thought he improved his free throw shooting as well. A big guy like that gets to the line a lot, and he's going to get a chance with a team. If he hasn't signed with someone already, he will, and probably get a two-way contract.
319-366-1600. Some other top players that did not get drafted last night include Ron Harper Jr. Speaking of the Big Ten, he has signed a two-way deal with the Toronto Raptors. However, Sharif O'Neal from LSU, pretty popular and a pretty famous last name. Hey, he signed with the Lakers for a summer league deal. I know you're shocked by that, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, really shocked by that. Also, Colin Gillespie of Villanova did not get drafted, but he has signed a two-way deal with the Denver Nuggets. Marcus Bingham of Michigan State, he signed an Exhibit 10 contract with the Dallas Mavericks. And Jariah Horn of Tulsa is also going to join Keegan Murray out in Sacramento. He signed a free agent contract with the Sacramento Kings. Justin Lewis of Marquette, also a two-way deal signing with the Sacramento Kings. So, yeah. Notables that did not get drafted. And you and I talked about this earlier, and I know that it's getting to be a sticky situation. It's a lot better than it used to be. They give these kids a lot more time to get evaluated, heed the evaluation, do what they want to do after talking to their family. Boy, I'd love to see a day, if this stays the system we have right now as far as college basketball and the NBA, I don't think it's going to, but if it does stay, I'd love to see a way that if you do not sign with an agent and you do not get drafted, that you have an opportunity to get back and go to college basketball. I know things have to be worked out. It's a pipe dream of mine, but I hate seeing these guys not get drafted and have a chance to come back for a couple more years if they wanted to in college basketball.
Yeah, I'm kind of lukewarm on the idea. I get what you're saying, but to me, a kid needs to make a decision and stick with it. He has an opportunity up until almost the last minute to withdraw his name from the NBA draft and return to school, as others have. But it's not only an NBA opportunity that's out there. It's a G League opportunity. Maybe it's a team overseas. Make a decision and, stick with it. And you're going to have a pro career somewhere, somehow. You're going to make some money. And, if you're done with college, you're done with college. But I really don't know how you put together mechanics on that.
It would take some time. But in a perfect world, I would like to see it. I understand it's not a perfect world. And probably not going to be able to have that opportunity. And it's a better system now than it was, no doubt about that. I think that these players get a chance to get evaluated, make a informed decision. And I think that's better than it used to be. So there you go. Now you're already looking ahead to next year, Mark. 2023. There is a 6'10". Kid from France who is going to just wow everyone, and he's going to be the man next year as far as a number one pick. But already you're taking a look at some players, CBS Sports here, players to watch that could replicate guys like Jaden Ivey and Keegan Murray and become lottery picks. Hey, guess who's number one? And again, I hate to see all this pressure put on his shoulders, but that's Chris Murray.
Number one overall?
Number one guy listed that could replicate what his brother and Jaden Ivey did and become lottery picks out of the college ranks for next year.
It's pretty interesting. A lot of people were accurate on Keegan Murray. We'll see if they're accurate on Chris.
Yeah, you remember last year about this time when the first mocks came out for last night's draft 1 year ago, and we were looking at Keegan Murray, number eight. Yeah. That guy deserves a raise, by the way. 319-366-1600. Other guys included are Jalen Wilson from Kansas, by the way. Strother from Gonzaga. And Trace Jackson Davis of Indiana, as well as Baylor Shireman, the former South Dakota State sharpshooter that is now going to play for Greg McDermott at Creighton. So some guys to look for out there. 319-366-1600. 4007 agrees with me. He would like to see them have the opportunity to go back to school. All right, a crusade between myself and 4007 on the text line.
Well, I mean, in the case of A.J. Green, so he didn't get drafted. He can decide between a two-way contract, which he got with Milwaukee, or he can decide to return to college. Does he then go back into the transfer portal where he was? Does he have to go back to UNI? You see what I'm saying?
I know. Things have to be taken care of. T's have to be crossed, I's have to be dotted. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in here. We'll get Mark's Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up. But staying with basketball, but transferring from the pro ranks to the college ranks. See what I did right there, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you. Matchups announced for the ACC Big Ten Men's Basketball Challenge, which will be coming up in late November of this year, the 2022-2023 basketball season. And yes, Iowa's non-conference schedule picks up a little bit more steam as it was announced today that the Hawkeyes on Tuesday, November the 29th, will entertain the Ramblin' Wreck, the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech at Carver Hawkeye Arena. No time or TV network has been set for that. It'll be on ESPN on their platform somewhere. Either ESPN, ESPN2, or ESPNU. My guess would be ESPN2 or ESPNU, Mark. But Georgia Tech, a team with a very good pedigree throughout the last couple of decades, been a little bit down over the last handful of years, trying to make their way back, but certainly a chance for Iowa basketball fans to see a pretty good ACC program coming up next November.
Yeah, Tech only won about a dozen games last year and returns only two starters, a point guard and a center, which doesn't mean a whole lot because you have the transfer portal. I don't know what Tech has done in said portal, but it was a team that was really down last year, and Iowa gets an opportunity at home.
They do, and helps things out as far as the home schedule is concerned. Josh Pastner, of course, took over at Georgia Tech after being at Memphis and several other places, and known as a terrific recruiter. He's getting guys in there. Now, can he get them to play? That is, that's the next thing as far as X's and O's are concerned. So, yeah, add that. We have not gotten the rundown as far as the Gavitt games are concerned, but you got to think Iowa is going to be involved in that after being not involved in that series last year. So usually the Big Ten teams don't sit out 2 years, so I got to think Iowa's going to get yet another non-conference, a pretty good headliner in the non-conference season.
Yeah, that news probably dropping, you know, fairly soon, but that's a Big East team, is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. That'll be a Big East school. By the way, if you're wondering, the other matchups, Monday, November the 28th, two games. It'll be Minnesota on the road to take on Virginia Tech. Pitt will be at Northwestern. The other games on Tuesday, November 29th, besides Iowa, Georgia Tech. Syracuse goes to Illinois. Maryland will be at Louisville. Penn State goes to Clemson. Virginia is at Michigan. Wake Forest in Madison to take on Wisconsin. And then the six games on Wednesday, November the 30th. These are your headliners. Ohio State will be at Duke. Purdue will be at Florida State. North Carolina at Indiana. That will be that. That's probably the headliner of the whole shebang right there. Those two teams right now predicted to be at the top of their respective conferences. Then you've got Michigan State at Notre Dame, Rutgers at Miami, and Boston College will be at Nebraska on Wednesday, November the 30th. So that's your rundown.
Yeah, Iowa's had pretty good success in this challenge. I believe winning seven of the last nine games in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. And, you know, I agree with you on that, on those matchups. In the last five or six there, that really good matchups, Indiana, North Carolina, you know, Duke and Ohio State. It's a fun series.
It is, and it's always been that way. Indiana, North Carolina is going to be really, really entertaining, though, next year. Before we get to the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, this in 86-99 reminding us, and we have not seen any confirmation on this, but there is more. This started to kind of get legs a couple of days ago. It's really picked things up, and a couple of people are reporting it is going to happen as far as college football is concerned, Mark. Nothing concrete or official has been put out as of yet, but several reports have Northern Iowa, You and I, Panther football with Mark Farley, headed to Lincoln in 2024 to take on the Big Red of Nebraska. Not only that, but also you and I to play at Hawaii in 2024 as well. How about that?
Yeah, that's the following week, and you and I already has a three-game series with Air Force, which begins next year. You and I reportedly going to get $600,000 for that trip to Lincoln.
And we know what you and I has done to folks over the years. They've beaten some good teams as far as 1A or FCS is concerned. Came within a couple of block field goals of perhaps beating the Hawkeyes at Kinnick Stadium a few years ago. Many years ago, I guess, looking back at history now. But you and I does not back off from anyone. These are games that the Panthers need. My only question is, now, the Big Ten had an edict put out a little while ago, and that was they didn't want their member schools playing FBS competition. Well, either Nebraska can't find anyone and Northern Iowa fit the bill, I don't know, but we're seeing no Iowa UNI games, I don't believe, down the line anyway.
No, UNI also has games scheduled with Iowa State, I know, but this is a really good opportunity for UNI, I would think. Maybe Nebraska will be much improved by then, I don't know, but yeah, that trip to Nebraska is followed the week later by that trip to Hawaii. So 2024 is going to be very interesting.
No. Yeah, and Iowa does not have UNI on the schedule, I believe, through the 2020s. So a little bit of a head-scratcher right there. But, yeah, it is what it is out there. But good opportunity for the Panthers. And as 8699 says, alumni already talking about going. over there to Lincoln. Well, it's an easy trip. It's an easy mileage-wise. I'm not going to say it's an easy trip. Not going to get on the Huskers on this Friday. There you go. All right, 3:31. We're going to get a weather update and a break coming up here in just a little bit. But, Mark, before we do that, I will get it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall. Next to the Home Depot, they are behind Taco John's, and they open at 4 o'clock. And thanks to Jamie, Chris, Dave, and everybody over there at Emil's. What do we have on the scoreboard?
News on the golf front, Travelers Championship being contested in Connecticut. Xander Schauffele right now your leader by 2 strokes, as Rory McIlroy made a score with which I'm familiar, a snowman on the 12th hole, quadruple bogey 8.
Yikes.
And he dropped out of the lead. Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids will not play the weekend. He shot his second consecutive 2-over-par 72 and is outside the cut line. Inside the cut line, former fellow Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougar Scott, Jeff Schmid, assistant pro at Brown Deer in Coralville and University of Iowa product, shot a second round 1-under-par 70 at the U.S. Senior Open in Pennsylvania. That followed his first round 75. He is +3 for the tournament, well inside the cut line and in the top 40. Schmid makes the cut. Bernhard Langer doesn't. And this weekend, college baseball will conclude as Oklahoma and Mississippi get together for a best-of-three series to decide the College Baseball World Series. That begins Saturday. And OU, by the way, I believe trying to become the first school to win college baseball and softball World Series in the same year.
Yeah. It'd be a heck of a feather in her cap, no doubt about it. But I think a lot of people I know around Eastern Iowa are rooting for Ole Miss with Calvin Harris, of course, the former Western Dubuque product for the Rebs. So, yeah, should be a really good best of three. In Omaha that gets started coming up tomorrow. Also going on today, tomorrow, and through this Sunday, it's the Linn County Fair up in Central City where great memories are made. Grab your friends and family. They've got all kinds of great things up there. Concerts, fair food, kids' activities, tough trucks, carnival rides, and donkey racing. Yes, this Sunday at 12 noon at the grandstand, donkey racing. See Claire and Eric on a donkey. Do I need to say more? Ben, do I need to say more than that? No, he's shaking his head. Don't need to say more than that. It'll be
Can
fun.
Can we bet on that?
I don't know if wagering is allowed on donkey racing.
Taking bets on the donkey race.
All right. Claire, well, can we just say Claire or Eric? I got to go with Claire. You know,
I'm not going to take sides on that one. Come on.
Eric understands.
They got all kinds of things going on there. I saw a picture of a saltine cracker eating contest for the kids.
Sure.
Never seen that before. It's the kind of things you get at the fair.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Americana right there. And check it out up at Central City, which, of course, north on Highway 13. All right, break. We'll come back. And our topic, Mark, let the folks know what we're going to discuss coming up. Your response is welcome on the text line and the phone line, 319-366-1600.
We want to hear your most memorable duos in sports history.
And that can cover anything in sports, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The more the merrier out there. All right, we'll take a break, come back, have more for you after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we are going to have a mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the day. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s, and the humidity will be a smidge higher than yesterday. Later on tonight, clouds will take over the skies, and showers and thunderstorms will move into the area after 3 a.m. Storms will continue through daybreak Saturday, winding down in the late morning. Temperatures will then climb into the upper 80s, humidity will be high, and there could be some additional thunderstorms Saturday evening. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
At a cooperative like DePaco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're also an owner. And that means your active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you with extra cash dividends just for using your credit union. Together since 2016, DePaco members have shared more than $20.5 million in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more by saving, borrowing, investing, and insuring with DePaco. Not a member? Get the details and learn how to earn at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Join us for the Linn County Fair today through Sunday. Bring your friends and family and have some fun at the place where great memories are made. This Sunday is Military Appreciation Day, provided by USA Communications. To honor and thank our local military, all military personnel, current and past, get into that day's grandstand events for free. Be sure to check out the Freedom Rock and Fairground entrance when you visit. The donkey races kick off at noon with a fun family show, sponsored by Z102.9 and Kettleson RV. Then grab a seat in the grandstand at 6 p.m. for Tough Trucks, sponsored by Roto-Rooter. For ticket information, go to thelinncountyfair.com. The fair is located in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion, now through Sunday with free daily parking. Sponsored by SPS Inc., Linn Newsletter, Iowa's News Now, CopyWorks, and MediaCom. Get all the details at thelinncountyfair.com and start your new family tradition at the Linn County Fair.
It's the summer of one love at Raising Cane's, and they're celebrating all summer long. So the next time you get a craving, be sure to swing by Raising Cane's in Coralville. You'll find them off I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue. A hand-battered, cook-to-order chicken finger meal, definitely going to hit the spot. You've got those premium chicken breast tenderloins, those delicious sides, the cane sauce, and don't forget to chill out with a freshly made iced tea or lemonade. And while you're there, join the Caniac Club. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, it's the summer of one love. Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you in the gym class at 3:39 on a Friday here at KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. And 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is our phone line as well as we take you through the rest of this 3 o'clock hour here on this Friday. Stanley Cup game number 5 coming up tonight. Can Colorado clinch the cup and skate around Ball Arena in Denver tonight, displaying said cup? We'll have it at 6:30 this evening on all of our frequencies here on KGYM. And just past 7 o'clock, they will drop the puck for that one. And got baseball coming up tomorrow afternoon. Houston and the Yankees at 11:30 for you right here on KGYM as their series continues for the weekend. And Mark, right now, that's a pretty good duo right there lately, the Astros and the Yankees. And we are going to talk best sports duos of all time. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You can text us. You can reach out via the phone line as well for the next many minutes here on the program. But got a darn good one in the leadoff spot here, don't we, from our friend Jeff?
Yes, indeed. On the text line, Tom and Terry Brands, says Jeff. And already more ideas coming in on the text line.
Tom and Terry, the pride of Sheldon, Iowa. And again, if you have not seen the Big Ten Network's documentary on the Brandses, please do. Even if you're not a big wrestling fan or maybe a wrestling fan of other schools, it's good. It's good. Nothing wrong with that. 3191 goes to the broadcast booth, Mark. Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt. Nothing more exciting than the call of the 85-yard touchdown pass to Devon Smith in the 2015 Big Ten Championship game.
Well, anything that Gus Johnson calls, is he's going to make it exciting, right?
True. Yeah.
Klatt is very knowledgeable in the college booth, so... Yeah, good one.
Gus could make lawn darts sound good. Not that it needs it, because jarts is amazing. Even though, kids, you don't know what it is, please give it a Google. How about this? I think from our friend Gary, best duo, Drysdale and Koufax. Not bad. Not bad. That brings up bad memories for both of us, Mark, because they took World Series titles away from our two teams, right?
They did in 65. Koufax beat the Twins in Game 7. I think it was 1-0. I could be wrong. 2-0, maybe. But 0945 has a couple other baseball duos, most memorable sports duos, Warren Spahn and Lou Burdette, or Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux.
Or John Smoltz and Greg Maddux. Or John Smoltz and Tom Glavine. You can go in any direction right there with the Braves and Bobby Cox's pitching staff that he had back in the day in Atlanta. They were very, very good. 319-366-1600-0255. Might be a Cub fan. Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood.
You think?
Tell you what, when they were healthy and they were going great guns, man alive, they were fun to watch. Just fun to watch.
9281 in the text line goes Iowa football with Chad Greenway and Abdul Hodge.
By the way, we had the boy, we're getting old moment yesterday with J.R. Koch's son committing to Iowa. Chad Greenway's daughter is being looked at by Iowa basketball, women's basketball.
Greenway was not offside, by the way.
Not offside, still not offside. No doubt about that. Andy giving me a little love or a little poke here, Nolan Ryan and Robin Ventura. Maybe the worst baseball fight between a batter and a pitcher of all time.
Most one-sided.
Or most one-sided. Yeah. Yeah, thought about that. 1288, Jordan and Pippen. Was kind of waiting for that to come down the line, Jordan and Pippen. Definitely a Batman and Robin type situation, though, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but they were a memorable sports duo. No question about it. As totally not Brian, can Saquon McGuire.
And Reggie and Billy. How about that? I like that. Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin back for the Bronx Zoo and the New York Yankees of the late 70s.
I had Steinbrenner and Martin on my list. Because George hired Billy about, what, five times? For the Yankees?
It was multiple times.
Once off the golf course at Finkbine in Iowa City.
Yeah, that will always be remembered. You were down there, right?
I was.
Yeah, I was there as well. 6630, sticking with the Yankees and baseball. Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris. There you go. Very nice. 2723 on the text line at 319-366-1600 here before we get to the phones. Fray Brown, John Johnson. Now, that could be Iowa or Seattle, right?
It could.
Could. The Sonics. They were awesome right there. Let's go all the way up to West Union and bring in Ken here on a Friday edition of the show. Ken, good afternoon.
Hello. Yeah, mine would be Mays and McCovey.
Ooh, yeah.
The Fence Busters, was that the card, the Topps card they were both on? Mays and McCovey, yeah.
Yeah, they were great.
Fun to watch. I still think Willie Mays is the best baseball player of all time.
Yeah, I'll agree.
All right. Hey, Ken, appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. We talk great sports duos of all time. We got another Mantle and Maris out there as well. 0560 with a very good one, but we're going to pass on that one. I thought it was good, though. Did you see that, Mark?
I did.
Okay. All right. Very good. 0835. One baseball, one basketball. Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling, and then Kobe and Shaq. I had Kobe and Shaq down as well. And forever will be linked to one another.
8136 has a couple, one in basketball, one in golf. Stockton and Malone, and Tiger and Phil.
Very good. Very good. Okay, 0560. We'll just say Morgana. Let everybody go to their imagination.
Doesn't take much imagination.
It does not. It does not. Again, the kids under 30 are going, who? 319-366-1600. Again, give it a Google. Culpepper and Moss. How about that, says Cameron. That's diving in a little deep as far as the football ranks is concerned.
It is. 4385 on the text line. Ollie and Frazier. I'd like it. On my list, I had Ollie and Angelo Dundee. Longtime corner man for Ollie. He did train other boxers, but that was a memorable one for me.
Yeah. 9281, a little tongue-in-cheek, Lee Elia and the Chicago Faithful. Of the greatest tirade in the history of baseball that Lee Elia had. Chris Carter, Randy Moss as a duo, says 7452. That's not too shabby right there. Recent, says 1083, Curry and Clay Thompson. Recent, but fun to watch. And winning a lot of hardware as well.
You listeners are just blowing us away. I'm not sure we can get to all the texts, but it's great to hear from everyone. 8998, how about Ed and Lou Bannock? And one I had on my list, Venus and Serena Williams.
Serena's 40, by the way? 40? That's not right. We will throw a little love to the pro wrestling ranks. 81-86. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, and Arn Anderson. There you go. We will throw a little love to you out there. That's for Todd out there. 67-12. Sosa and McGuire. I had them at the top of my list because they will forever be linked. You can make a very good case that they may have saved baseball with their home run campaign in there. You throw Bonds in there as well. But, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt.
No, I don't think so either. 0945, Hank Aaron and Eddie Matthews.
There you go. Hank Aaron, just terrific. 4185, Cub fan, Sandberg and Grace.
It's a good duo.
Not bad. Can I throw mine in, my baseball one that I think is the most underrated duo of all time?
You got it.
Trammell and Whitaker.
Yeah.
For the Detroit Tigers when they were just absolutely terrific. Up the middle, there wasn't a better duo than Alan Trammell and Sweet Lou Whitaker at short and second. They were amazing.
They were great. And we're talking most memorable duos in sports history. Here's the top of my list, Scott. Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Infamous, right? They don't have, you know, it's they were good at their sport, but they were also infamous.
How many duos do they make a movie out of?
That is true. Not a bad movie either. Not a bad one. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. Rice and Young, or Rice and Montana, or Montana and Clark, whatever you want to go with. Some good stuff right there. 35-37, Ernie Banks and Billy Williams of the Chicago,
like it.
Of the Chicago Cubs. Third time we've gotten Jordan and Pippen. Thanks, John. Appreciate it out there.
1446, Custom Auto and Mike Tyson.
Diving into the boxing world right there. How about Mike Tyson and the Hangover franchise? I didn't. That's just one I made up on the spur of the moment. Johnny Unitas and Raymond Berry, says 0945. There you go. Hawkeye football fan, obviously. You get a couple more in here before we get to a break. 0255, Noah Fant, TJ Hawkinson.
I'll go Hawkeye football route, Tate and Holloway.
For one pass, at least.
Most memorable.
Still the most memorable pass and reception in Hawkeye football history?
I'd have to throw Marv Cook and Chuck Hartley in there.
That's pretty darn close,
too. At Ohio State led to Earl Bruce's demise.
Yeah. Met a world peace and the fan who threw the beer, says 1083. Equal amount of love between the Cubs and the Cardinals. 95-54, says Wainwright and Molina. Maybe they'll both go out. I know, obviously, Yachty's last year in St. Louis, but perhaps I'm not really heard officially if that's going to be Wainwright's last year, but they will forever be linked to one another. And our friend Wedge, how about Marino and the Marks brothers, Clayton and Duper?
Thanks for the book, Wedge.
We will allow, yes, another thank you to Wedge for the book. I'm in the midst of reading it right now. Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, says our friend Jeff. Bryson and Brooks, thank you from all of us who love golf, 8077. Two of them coming in almost back-to-back, Mark, and I had these two high on my list in the Big Ten.
Jim Beckler and Hayes, Bo and Woody.
Darn right. The 10-year war. That also a Big Ten Network feature that you, if you have not seen, you need to see it. That was really, really good, chronicling the 10-year war between Bo and Woody.
Speaking of that, how about the Pony Express?
Craig James, Eric Dickerson.
Yeah.
Before SMU football was shut down.
That was a 30 for 30, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Maybe the best one of all. A couple more here before we get to a break. 86-36, Lemieux and Yager on the Penguins. And McDermott and Barnes on, says 14-05, on the Ames High basketball team that took a state championship. All right, quick break. We'll come back a few more and wrap things up on a Friday edition of the Gym Class right after this here on KGY.
The John Deere Classic is coming with new dates June 29th through July 3rd. We have fabulous new ticket options, an all-new Youth Day, great benefits for our military, fun new experiences, and free parking for ticket holders. You heard me right. Plus, all the world-class action you know and love. So you'd better get in on the excitement. Visit JohnDeereClassic.com today for your spot to see magic happen here.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
3:55, back with you. A couple more minutes remaining on the Gym Class program here on KGYM. Talking about best duos in sports, and my number two has just been claimed by a texter, and that is Magic and Bird, forever linked. Mark?
Mm-hmm.
1083, Brady and Gronk. I will let you give credence to 2373 here.
Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo.
I can't watch Brian's song without crying like a baby.
No. NFL as well, maybe one of the famous duos, Zonka and Kick.
Yeah. And Mercury Morris in there as well. Don't forget about Mercury Morris.
That'd be a trio.
That would be a trio, but maybe that's coming down the line. Thank you, John, for the kind words, by the way. You and me, Mark. So appreciate that out there. Hey, thank you for all the interaction. Do appreciate. We'll get a couple more here. Do want to pass this along. Hey, Friday at 4 o'clock from the University of Iowa, Mark. The Hawkeyes announcing, the Iowa Athletic Department announcing that the Deputy Director of Athletics, Barbara Burke, announced today that she is going to retire at the end of her current contract, which does run through next June. That is June of 2023. So Barbara Burke will have one more year as Assistant Athletic Director to Gary Barta at the University of Iowa.
Yeah, that just coming out less than 10 minutes ago. Thanks for squeezing that in, Scott.
Yeah. Earnhardt, Waltrip, or Earnhardt and Petty? I almost have Petty and Pearson in there, but you can go with that. And I have to say this one for auto racing, Mark, Foyt and Andretti.
No doubt.
All right. Hey, great discussion again, everybody. Thank you for all of the great responses. We do appreciate it. I think Colorado ends hockey tonight, and we will be back on Monday to wrap up the weekend and look ahead to next week. Mark, have a great weekend.
You as well. Talk Monday.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here, KGYM.
You want eight of the flutes and onyx?
Jira's hand-blown glassware blows right off her store's shelves.